Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Amanda Langmaid, Farmers Insurance of Sebewing. For all your insurance needs, see Amanda Langmaid in Sebewing across from Luke's Market. A key Senate transportation hearing put the spotlight on how emerging technology could reshape America's roads, freight networks, and vehicle industry. Michigan Senator Gary Peters told lawmakers that innovations ranging from advanced driver assistance systems to autonomous vehicles could help address persistent transportation challenges, including heavy or highway fatalities, freight bottlenecks, and rising infrastructure costs. Speaking before the Senate Commerce Subcommittee on Surface Transportation, Peter said new technologies should strengthen the transportation workforce rather than replace it, while creating manufacturing and technology jobs in the United States. The senator also renewed his call for Congress to establish a bipartisan federal framework governing autonomous vehicles. Peters argued that national standards are needed to support safe deployment, encourage investment, and maintain U.S. competitiveness in a rapidly evolving global mobility market. Peters pointed to the nation's transportation safety record, noting that tens of thousands of Americans die in highway crashes each year. He said technology can play a significant role in reducing those numbers if government agencies, industry leaders, labor groups, and safety advocates work together on implementation. The Michigan Democrat also linked transportation technology to national security concerns, warning that modern vehicles collect large amounts of data through sophisticated sensors and connected systems. Peters reiterated his support for keeping Chinese-made vehicle technologies out of the U.S. market and called for stronger safeguards to protect Americans' personal data from foreign adversaries. And when we come back from this Farmers Insurance Amanda Langmaid sponsor message, we'll continue with more local news.
This is Amanda Langmaid, agent owner here at Farmers Insurance in Sebewing. I know there's a lot going on these days. As a farmer's agent, I understand what you're going through, and I am here to help. Whatever your specific needs may be, I'd be happy to walk you through the process so you can get back to what you really care about. Because with times like this, you should be able to focus on what really matters. I'm ready to help you choose the best insurance options for what you personally need.
To learn more about the best insurance for your budget, call Amanda Langmaid of Farmers Insurance in Sebewing, 989-704-3409, 989-704-3409.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with the local news, Michigan residents are signaling strong support for bringing new life to historic downtown districts across the state. New survey of more than 3,000 respondents ranked the downtown corridor Michiganders most wanted to see revitalized. Topping the list was 2nd Avenue in Alpena, followed by Ludington Street in Escanaba and Washington Avenue in Saginaw. The survey found that many residents remain emotionally connected to traditional main streets despite decades of declining foot traffic and changing shopping patterns. Respondents say they want to see more locally owned restaurants, coffee shops, entertainment venues, farmers markets, public gathering spaces, and independent retailers return to historic commercial districts. Participants cited rising business costs, competition from big box retailers, limited investment, and online shopping as leading factors behind downtown's decline. Many also pointed to empty storefronts and reduced activities while describing older downtowns as places with significant untapped potential. Support for preservation remains strong. More than 4 out of 5 respondents said small-town main streets are worth saving, and nearly 8 in 10 backed the use of public funding or grants to support revitalization efforts. Residents also expressed concern that redevelopment should not come at the expense of a local identity. The most common worries include rising costs excessive commercialization, and the loss of historic character. According to the survey results, Michiganders are not simply calling for restoration of old buildings. They are looking for active, walkable downtowns that combine economic opportunity with the local character that has been that has long defined their communities. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Amanda Langmaid, Farmers Insurance in Sebring. For all your insurance needs, see Amanda Langmaid in Sebring across from Luke's Market.